This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then there is the burden of sin, born out of reckless desires, that ensnare people into the traps of shaitan, and the consequences of iniquities which drag people away from the mercy of Allah. The burden of debilitating regrets of an irretrievably lost past that weighs heavily on the conscience of somebody. Monstrous repercussions of misdeeds that have long since been forgotten, but now resuscitated to haunt a soul that is seeking to rest. Old wounds that are bleeding afresh. The vicious circle of anger and shame that makes you to keep reliving the past over and over and over again. The burden of some mistakes you made in the past that keeps coming up and keeps coming up and keeps coming up, and nobody can understand where this problem came from. Then we have this one that is very popular, the burden of debt. Allahu Akbar. The burden of debt, of owing all manners of things, owing all sort of people. Some people even owe to the extent that the next generation will still have to pay from the burden of debt they have entered into. Burdens of debt of money. Burdens of debt of promises that are not fulfilled. Burdens of debt of commitment that is made. Burdens of debt of responsibilities that they are not able to fulfill. Burdens of debt that you need more debt to pay, more debt to pay. Some people will borrow money to pay a debt, and they will also take another loan to pay another debt, take another debt to pay another debt, go into another debt to settle another debt. Oh, ya Allah, please protect us from this. There's no burden that is heavier than this. You can't sleep. You can't walk freely. You can't talk freely. You can't even think straight anymore. When a person is under the burden of debt, you are cowed. You behave like a coward. You are reduced. You are embarrassed. You are humiliated. Imagine people asking you for their debts. There's no respect anymore. There's no regard anymore. The way they put it in writing and they say it is mild. God save you if it's a lawyer that they say she will write you a letter to remind you of your debt. Imagine a situation where a man will hold that letter and he will cry inside the letter with the burden of debt that he has. And then there's also the burden of being addicted to debt itself. This is the worst. The burden of one debt to another debt to another debt. Oh Allah, please save us from all of this. There's another burden. The burden of some things that are supposed to be blessings, but they are still burdens on their own. Take having abundance or too much of something as a case in point. The burden of being blessed with abundance is another burden. I hope we know. When people have much more money than they can handle, when people have much more time and freedom than they can handle, these things become sources of sorrow for them again. Imagine how children that should be sources of joy and blessings are now sources of sadness and burdens for some parents. Imagine when the beauty becomes burden of a peacock. Imagine when the tusk becomes the burden of an elephant. Imagine when knowledge becomes the burden of a scholar. Imagine when beauty becomes the burden of a young lady. Oh Allah, let not our wealth be sources of burden for us. There's this other emotional burden that comes not because we are sinners or because we are evildoers, but rather because we are the victim of those who did evil towards us. Maybe we have been mistreated by people. It can be very burdensome. Maybe we have been neglected. Maybe we have been cheated. Maybe we have been violated, defiled, robbed, denied. Maybe we have been betrayed by those people that we trust. These burdens are the kind of pains that do not go away. Anytime you remember how those who trusted have treated you, anytime you remember how those you relied upon, how they had made you to fall, it is a kind of heavy burden that you don't know whether to forgive or forget. And even when you forgive, it is difficult to forget. May Allah cleanse our hearts of this kind of burdens.